What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 2, episode 3 of this podcast. I'm your host, Cub Squiz, and today I'm joined by the OHIR. That's right, his whole team is on IR. That's Mr. Depleted himself, Victor Lugo. What up, bro? And you sound like you are just came out from drinking one off and crying it out.
Man, it's been a tough year. Real tough.
Oh, I believe that, Vic. We're going to try to keep it moving, but I don't know about you, man, but the NFL pulled a fast one on us. Happened, I want to say it was today, and they moved the Titans-Steelers game, which screwed tons of people, including yourself. Your initial quick thoughts. You got every damn drop, okay?
My team's not performing, so at least I need to. But yeah, man, it's tough. It's crazy because they were all saying, you know, all these players were 100% on all their tests, and then all of a sudden we get the Titans to have what was it four test positive?
It was three originally, and then another one today.
And just to go with my luck, of course, I have the Titans on my team, and then playing the Steelers, and I got about 8 Steelers in my starting lineup, so it's just going with the season in general. They just need to cancel the season. I mean, this is the only logical thing to do. It's about the players, their health, their safety. You can't be playing games. It's just football.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. But we'll keep it going. Obviously, you guys know this is a friendly podcast, so we're going to talk about everyone's favorite teams. I'll start it off first. D-ball Saints, again, with no Michael Thomas, and gets edged out by Dipperoos, Packaroos, by 7. Pretty solid game, but Saints ain't nothing without Michael Thomas.
No, but hey, at least Kamara actually came back from having a bad season last year, and now he's looking like the old Kamara now. And sure. So I think D balls will be fine. And Dip, I mean, who did he play? He said, they played the Packers, man. People started counting out Aaron Rodgers, man, way too soon. Shit, but I don't think people are giving Aaron Rodgers some beef. Because remember, Aaron Rodgers wasn't a fan of this coach in the beginning. He was talking so much crap, but now look at him. He's a huge fan now.
Well, he also came out today that he fakes that his helmet mic isn't working and calls his own plays, which seems like maybe he doesn't.
Who comes out and says that? Like, what the hell? Who lets that come out? Probably
the coach.
Right? That's such a weird freaking... That whole situation's weird.
It is. You know, Mick loves him. All right, we'll keep it moving. What do we got next?
All right. We got... See, Bert Steeler with a win over Houston Texans. The Steelers, man... They're always going to have a good defense. But if they can keep a healthy Ben with those wide receivers in a running game, I mean, they're dangerous. I don't see why they can't. Why they couldn't be a contender if Ben can stay healthy.
Yeah, I agree. And since they have a week off, I think it'll do them real nice. Next up, we got JC's Giants fell to David, a.k.a. the 49ers. And yes, if you didn't catch it, that was a Bible reference.
And they lost to Mullins.
Yeah.
Freaking Mullins. Well, Mullins with the freaking practice squad around him.
Yep.
And they dropped, 39 on him?
Yep. And now he's probably going to do the same thing to the Eagles this week.
Sorry. Jason has nothing to worry about. They got Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator. They'll turn it around. They will turn it around.
Mr. Clapper himself.
But he needs to give the ball to Deion Lewis a little more.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next game we got Luis's Colts, and they straight dominated the Jets, who just lost to the Broncos. So I don't know how much Luis can brag about that game, because the Jets are trash.
Yeah, you think they're tanking for Mr. Clemson himself? Old Goldilocks?
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's tough to get rid of a quarterback, because I don't think Lawrence is going to do any better with that team.
I think Trevor Lawrence would be probably better. May have a Cardinal situation on hand. When you have a better quarterback, you got to keep moving.
They better give him better weapons and a better line.
Well, maybe they can trade someone for him. Maybe a wide receiver, but we'll keep it going. Cowboys get what should have been a more domination by the Seahawks. The Seahawks look pretty unstoppable. Realistically, they should have not been in this game. Seahawks let them. I mean, with the Metcalf fumble at the 1 yard line, and
what game were you watching?
I'm watching the same damn game you were. The Seahawks should not have let the Cowboys even in this game, and
they couldn't stop us. Their defense is just as trash as ours.
That's also true. Talking about trash. What else we got?
Technically, Cowboys just lost to Luis's fantasy team. That's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you said, talking about trash, your Eagles are looking like my fantasy team. Hurt. And they came up with a clutch tie against the Bengals.
So you're saying there's a chance.
They are one step closer to nowhere.
Yeah, Eagles look pretty terrible. I may or may not have put some money on this game this week for the Eagles to ride out win. But
you make bets out
of you? I am.
Hey, at least y'all got Alshon. Y'all going to trade him for, like, Julio Jones or someone. Well, someone's going to want him, and y'all are going to turn around.
He's in mixed graphs, so I can't say anything. That means he's either going to be injured or traded or probably cut or hurt again in the next few days. So, Mick, do us all a favor, especially Eagles fans. Release Alshon Jeffrey.
All right, for the Week 3 Fantasy Recap, first game we got Keith versus Coves, and you pull out the win by 14, 157 to 133. You had clutch performances from Wilson, some Tyler Lockett dude. I forgot who he played. Got you some 37 points. You got 21 from Wilson. Ridley still looking like a beast. CeeDee Lamb was a great pickup. You got guys that stepped up when you needed them to, which ultimately got you the win over Mr. I don't talk anymore or keep up with my team, Keaton.
Hey, I'm okay with him not keeping it up if he's playing me. Next up, we got Dre versus Dip. Dip's Josh Allen. Should have been my Josh Allen. Still regret, no regrets. 39 points, but Dip falls by 25 points to Dre's team. Aaron Rodgers went off with 30. Cooper Kupp with 25. Michael Gallup with 25. It was a pretty solid outing for old Skeletor.
Yeah, All right, in the second game, we got D-Boss versus JT and not D-Boss, Darius versus JT. And unfortunately, the week doesn't get any better for Darius. He's just one step closer to that music video. So it's going to be tough. Tough for him to recover with all these injuries, but I'm pulling for him.
Yeah, it's ain't looking pretty. All right, next up we got Birdo versus JC. It was, came to a butt-quenching Monday night football game, and Birdo only needed, like, I think it was like 10 points, and he gets like 5. It was pretty depressing. I think he needed like 12 or something like that, but Harrison Butker, number one kicker in the league, gets him a whole whopping 3 points. JC's team gets their first win. Pretty solid W for JC, but Bert, man, tough loss.
And the next game we get Mick versus D-Boss. Highest scoring, and you guessed it, Mr. Mickaroo comes up short once again.
Just like in the bedroom and in life.
Yep, his players just let him down, and unfortunately jobs were lost, players were traded. It's tough. It's tough to be on Mick's team.
There's zero grace. He wants answers now, and if he doesn't get them, he'll trade your ass real quick.
Poor Chris Godwin, freaking running out there with a broken leg. Or broken hamstring, gets him 17 points and gets the boot. Yeah. Just like that. And shoot, Robinson gave him 30 points.
And he said bye.
Not enough. You're only, on mixed team, you're only adding to your trade value. That's all you're adding.
Next up, we got...
We'll go to the next one.
Yeah. Sorry. No, you're good. We got Noah versus Pat. Pat's team looks struggling with some that weak ass running back squad of his. He started Devontae Freeman, which got him a whole whopping 1 point, and Miles Gaskin.
That's Giants running backs, man.
Yeah, yikes. You of all people can't say anything. I guess your guy did a little bit better, but by like one extra point.
One possession. He had zero until the last possession.
I believe it. Derrick Henry helps out Noah with 27 points. Unfortunately, Derrick Henry will not be able to help Noah out this week. But his Devin Singletary without Zach Moss there gets 16 points. Mari Cooper goes off with 17. Pretty all around showing for Noah's team to go now 3-0.
And I guess I'll mention the game so we don't. I won't be a sore loser. Of course, we all know Luis put a hurting on my team.
Yeah, he did. It wasn't. Here, I'll take over this. Luis put an ass whooping to some dog shit of a team.
Whoa! I just noticed. I got 3 points from Deion Lewis this week.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
A whole 3 points. That might help you at the end of the year to not get last. Russell Wilson, man, Mr. Unlimited himself absolutely goes off. Unlimited. Goes for 46. Dalvin Cook is officially off the trade market with 25. Aaron Jones settles down with a 16-pointer. And Metcalf should have had a lot more than 19, but he finishes with 19. Needless to say, Luis's team looking hella solid. Victor's team on the completely other side. It's like you guys are playing, not even playing the same sport. Like, he's in the stadium.
All right, I get it.
You're supposed to be in left field, but you're not even in left field. You're like the building next door.
This is like.
You work at the muffler shop next to the
practice squad versus the team. I get it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now that you think about it, isn't Russell Wilson and Luis kind of similar with their personality? Really corny, and just I feel like they're perfect for each other.
I mean, I think it's working, so I agree with that.
Lobodobe here with your Dobe Ultra of the Week. Brought to you by twitch.tv/Lobodobe. Come say hi and be my friend. All right, guys, we got the top player of week three. Mahomes, baby, 48 points. What you guys know about that? We got the runner-up was Russ. Of course, Russ, he's a baller. I mean, the dude is just, he's let Russ cook, man. 46.8, but it wasn't good enough. Sorry, Luis. All right, the worst coach of the week, the Lope himself. I lost by 7 to just going to send it. I'm really depressed about it. I thought about, you know, it was like the end of the world on Monday night. I just hate how Mahomes brought me back. But, yeah, if I would have started Corey Davis, I'd win by 2. So, but we have a plan, gentlemen. It's all about those trades. Let's go, baby. Keep on sending them my way. Victor, sure. You need to pay attention. The fact of the week, Vic has lost 75% of his team. Make some trades, dude. Yikes. 6 people you've already lost. What's going on on that team? I don't want any part of that. I'm not scared of that team either. But we got the standings. I think you can watch my video that I posted on YouTube, and I'll share with the group. But, yeah, we got Cody leading the way at number 1 again. So, good times. And then this is the new special from the Lobodobe, the Lobe of the Week. So this is going to be about a star player in week 4, future forecasting. You might not want to be on this list. So if you do, it's Devin Singletary for this week. He plays the Raiders. I think he's going to have a great, great game. So El Tractorcito, best of luck to you, bro. Lobodobe out.
Noise. All right, next step. We're going to talk about all kinds of trades from in the NFL, in the league, and in our league trade block in Trade Galore. That's right. All right. We got some trades that happened this week. And, of course, a certain someone is very involved in his trades this week. First up, we got Mick with his second trade of the year. With Luis, Mick gives up James Robinson after a 30-point game and Evan Ingram. 4, old man, A.J. Green, Daryl Henderson, which is going to end up sharing the backfield with 2 other people, and the rookie that finally had 1 good game, Justin Jefferson. And then next up, we got Mick with his third trade of the season, because he wasn't done yet. He quickly trades James Conner and Chris Godwin. What? For Kenyon Drake? ? And Jack Doyle? Even more ? All right, Vic, I gotta hear your initial thoughts on this. Let's hear them.
Now, I have to make down for 4 trades this year.
Maybe I've lost count, dog. It's the man can't sit still.
Let's talk about that. So if you're counting adds and drops and trades all together in the league has had 180 total add drops and trades. Mick by himself has had 42 total transactions on that case. That is 23% of all the transactions that's gone on in this league.
Damn.
And if you go based off the average of everyone else with Mick doing that, what's left on the transaction, that gives everyone an average of probably like 10 adds and drops for the 13 rest of the teams. But Mick has 42 total. So that just shows how trade, and not to mention he's had only 1 player go to the IR.
Yeah.
The rest of the league is adding players because we're injured. Mick is just adding players because he likes how their profile pictures look. And someone says their name on Twitter, and he gets all excited and starts picking them up. But that's freaking crazy. 42 picks in week 3. 42 players or transactions. That's ridiculous.
The man has ADHD. You of all people know that.
Drugs are good, Mick. Drugs are good. They have a purpose. Use them.
No comment. I'm sure there will be a Mick and Vic trade sometime this year. Vic shaking his head, hell no. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh. Ow. Ow.
Ooh, that sounds like it hurt. All right, let's talk injuries. We got Tariq Cohen, he gone IR. Dallas Goedert, come on, Vic. Get some Eagles off your team. You're killing me, man. We have no wide receivers and officially now no tight ends. Russell Gage got a concussion. Deontay Johnson, RIP, you were my boy. I shouldn't have made that trade. Damn, you did. He got a concussion. John Brown, also calf injury. Jordan Reed, man, I feel bad for the dude. The dude can't stay healthy. He was filling in for George Kittle pretty well, but he gone. And then Michael Pittman, sorry, Luis, he got an ankle injury too. And then the most probably best fantasy players, Chris Carson gets twisted up. When I say twisted up, them dirty-ass Cowboys making injuries happen. Y'all were already going to lose, and you're going to hurt that fool? It's messed up. Just pissed. Chris Godwin, you probably got injured because you were on Mick's team, but Mick has released you, so you should be good to go. That's the injuries, boys. Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
That song never gets old. All right, we got D-Balls. Checked his card, and he was dealt some shitty tight ends. So he goes all in on Jimmy Graham for 105 waiver dollars. Must be nice.
Yeah, IR spot himself, a.k.a. Victor, looked at the waiver wire and saw a total wasteland at running back. So what does he do? $81 on the only other white running back there is, Rex freaking Burkhead.
You can never pay too much for some good head. Anyway, JT sees another brother with dreads on the waiver. That is racist.
Wow.
JT, I'm reading this off a script that I was given. JT sees another brother with dreads on the waiver wire and puts $72 on T. Higgins, which is not a bad pickup.
Yeah,
especially since AJ Green's going to get traded, according to Mick.
Breaking news. Yeah, next up we got JC. Quickly kicks MVS to the curb for backup running back for the Falcons, Brian Hill. I actually like this pick. I actually put a waiver claim in for both T. Higgins and Brian Hill and was outbid by a lot.
Knowing JC, he thought that was Justin Hill for the Falcons that he was picking up. But Dre needed that backup QB, so he picked up I F'd my cousin. You like that, Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta go in for a backup quarterback.
Hey, during this time with coronavirus, why not get the one guy that doesn't care if he dies?
It's true. That sounds like a grown ass man to me.
He knows that he'll play regardless.
It's true. It'll get everyone sick, but worth it.
XF Fantasy, it's me, Donald Trump. The amazing, impressive Donald Trump. I am speaking to you today. I said no to Fox and Friends, which, in case you didn't know, is a very, very big deal. Which means I am a big deal. This 12-player league, yes, I said it, 12, because I do not count people with half a set of hair. Neither does Miss Trump. She laughed and called them Tabba. That is a Danish word for loser. Well, back to the greatest league in all of this great country. And it is a great country. I will know because I made it so again. That was just me. I did it. Which means, once again, I am amazing. So, someone will say, maybe, perhaps, a lot of people will say, I am the best president, and that has ever been. And to them I say,
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the
L7 weenie,
aka the bottom feeders. All right, that's right. You know what? We're going to change it up this week. We're going to hit up the top six, and then we'll talk about the bottom feeders last, because I think everyone cares a little bit more about the bottom feeders as of late. Because ain't nobody want to make a music video. All right, first up, we got first place. You got myself in first, Luis in second, D-Balls in third, your boy Noah in fourth, Bert in fifth, and Dre in sixth. So if that playoff started today, those would be our top six. So who's our bottom feeders?
We got the defending champ and commish, Dippy, in seventh. We got the lost boy, Keaton, at eight. We have JC at nine. We have Patrick at 10th, who's probably going to lose this week. We have JT at 11th. We have Lobodobe, check his Twitch, at 12th. We have future champion for this year, I'm going to come back, watch, at 13th. And we got rounding the bottom, Mr. himself, Darius. And one step closer to that music video.
Yeah, all the people up top have already been started talking about what video we want to see, and we got like a separate group text.
Really?
Yeah, well, you guys wouldn't know about it. You got to be at the top six, you know?
Oh, wow, okay.
All right, let's talk about high and low of the week. High of the week is your boy D-Balls. The man can put an extra battery in his Tesla. And the low of this week, the man that is vulnerable to depression because his team sucks and he's trying to quit, which I am still on Team D. But yeah, D, your team sucked this week with a whopping 103 points. It was terrible, man. You made a dumbass trade with Mick, which made Mick's team look really good, but then Mick being Mick did what Mick did and traded those players almost immediately. And so it wasn't too bad for the rest of us. But with that being said, D, you were the low point of this week.
You suck ass.
All right, we're going to talk about recap of this year's total winners. We got everyone with $0, and the only three people that have won the week is myself, Luis, and the newly winner D-Balls with $25 a piece. Boys, step it up. Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsor.
Yo, come check out my boys' Twitch stream and become a member of
It's your boy, Lobodobe, in the Lobodobe Lounge. You know how we do.
When you subscribe, do you not just get entertainment of the highest quality you have seen in a while? You also get to be a part of a great community that is run by Lobodobe himself. But best of all, you get to come on, watch, and feel a whole lot better about yourself and where you're at in life. Check him out on Twitch, everybody. You won't regret it.
Yes, you will. All right, let's get to what everyone wants to hear in our last segment called Who You Got, Baby?
All right, for our first matchup, we got Birdo versus Keaton. And I think I'm going to go with Keaton on this one. I think Birdo's matchups are tough. I really like Edwards Hilaire against New England. And I definitely do like Keenan Allen against Tampa, because I think their secondary is suspect. And with Justin Herbert, I think he's going to try to stretch the field out. And then you got Kittle's coming back against that daunting Philly defense.
Yep, you know my rule. If you're playing Philly defense and it's a tight end, you start that hoe real quick. Unless
I said it again. That Philly D against tight end
sucks ass. I will gladly say that. Unless it was Drew Sample, which I'm pretty sure JT started last week. Anyways, I'm gonna lean more towards Birdo. I know he has way tougher matchups. Across the board, but I just feel like all the matchups he does have are going to be shootouts, and so I think each of these players are going to end up getting a lot of volume, and volume means points, baby. So I got Burt in this one.
All right, the next one we got JT versus JC, the initial boys. I definitely am going to go with JC on this one. His matchups, his player matchups are terrible. And he gets Michael Thomas back. So he's got two guys that are going to rack up a lot of catches at his wide receiver spots. And then he has Mr. Cole Beasley. So did you know Cole Beasley went to Boys and Girls Club?
I did not.
I didn't think you did. But yeah, I'm going to go.
Never met the guy.
JC with this one.
Yeah, JT doesn't fully have a lineup. He has a lot of questionable people as well. I'm going to, you know what, I'm going to go out on a limb because I do think both of these teams are pretty dog shit, minus JT's or JC's wide receivers. You know what, let's get Fitzmagic, get a little crazy, and I'm going to give my bold prediction of the week: JT wins by 2. You heard it here first.
Next matchup, we got Mick. You can follow him on Twitch, Lobodo, against Luis. And I think it's all known. I think we all agreed. Luis's team is freaking stacked. And I think Robinson's going to put it up Mick's ass this week. And he's going against Cincinnati. Ugh. Yeah. Give me Luis by 100.
Damn. Yeah, I think I told Mick this last week because he randomly called me. I'm sure he randomly calls multiple people in this league.
I have him blocked.
but I told him to stay pat after his, I want to say, after his first or second trade. I was like, hey, you did really good on your trade. Stay still. Things will turn around. Sure enough, he made 2 more trades. Now his team looks like trash. I'm also going to go Luis on this one. The matchups are pretty top-notch for Luis, and I'm calling 0-4 for Mick and 4-0 for Luis.
Next we got Auto Pick himself, Andre, who had just made a trade and is going to get Connor, but won't be using him today, and he will be against the team everyone hates, Cody's team. And I don't know, I just got a feeling that after the first game, he's going to have like a 12-point lead to start off. I feel like Judy's going to have a pretty good game against the Jets.
So, like, I'm guessing exactly 14.1. That's just...
Yeah, that's a good team. I think your safety's going to come up a little short. You got Aaron Rodgers on Monday night to show out. I'm going to have to go with... I'm going to have to go with Dre on this one, and I think this is the week that Mixon pays off for him. And he got Cooper Kupp going against the gay men this week, so yeah, give me Dre.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be up by a lot on Sunday night to be able to have any sort of chance for Monday night when Aaron Rodgers beats the shit out of the Falcons, knowing that the Falcons have given up so much points to quarterbacks over the past 3 weeks. Yeah, I can only hope and pray. And after we already saw Thursday Night Football, freaking the start spot for Jerry Jeudy for him already got 14 points. I'm just sitting there like, what? Who the hell starts Jerry Jeudy? But, yeah, I'll go Dre.
And next we got Noah versus D-Balls. Again, I feel like D-Balls is going to get a good start early this game. I feel like Melvin Gordon is going to go off. He's probably going to have like a 43-yard touchdown run. Definitely going to be his best game of the year. You got Drew Brees and going against Detroit, and you got Kamara. I don't know how Kamara's touches are going to be with Thomas back, but yeah, I'm going to have to go with D-Balls this one, and it has everything to do with Melvin Gordon getting 25 points this week.
Yeah, that's a bold prediction. I would say, yeah, over or under 25. I'd probably go with the over. Yeah, I feel bad for Noah. Obviously, his first round pick, Derrick Henry, is now on a bye, surprisingly. And Noah Fant gets, I'm assuming he's going to end up getting hurt in this Jets game, gets that hardcore Jets defense. So he has to start Sony Michel, which ain't nobody real excited about starting Sony Michel.
That's a Nick. Oh, that's Rex Burkhead's taken over that job.
Yeah, I'm sure after you spent a lot of money on him. Yeah, since I think you and Mick have $0. But continuing my thing, yeah, I got D-Balls by a lot.
What's a lot?
I'm going to go 28 points.
All right. And then we got the game of the week. Me versus Pat.
Who said this is the game of the week for last place?
Everyone's been saying it. Everyone's been they're going to turn on the TV to watch this. And, yeah, God, who am I going to lose this week? These poor faces. F it. I feel like this is the week Kyler Murray carries me to a dub.
So you're calling yourself the win?
I named myself 0-3. Do you know what happened last time I named myself 0-3?
Yeah, I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I lost the fourth game, but then got the dub by stat corrections.
Okay, well, maybe you'll get the stat correction now.
And my season turned around. But well, yeah, I'm going to have to go. Even though I'm missing a lot, I still feel like I'm going to get the targets with Fitzgerald, Thielen. God, Arnold. I mean, you got the most generic name, last name in Arnold, but please be worth 100.
Hey, Arnold!
Please be worth 100. And I hope the Eagles suck, but I hope Ward does well. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with me on this one. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, you know my rule, Vic. I never go you. I think your team, man, it's depleted. You're starting Rex Burkhead, and realistically,
he's a white running back. He's the best white healthy running back right now.
That's pretty accurate. That's very accurate, but you're starting Larry Fitzgerald, which
you got a problem with him? He's the greatest of all time.
Old Faithful, Dan Arnold, Craig Ward.
I do have a rule: you can't trust anyone with 2 first names.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, but then again, Pat's team doesn't do him any justice with.
What are these cues by all his receivers?
It's a lot. All three of his wide receivers have a question mark. They're confused.
I feel like Beckham's gonna get shit on, but he might like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the clip that after Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown to the rookie tight end, he went up to Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham and was like, "Hey guys, you guys are doing great. I'll try to get to you." Pretty awkward.
All right, Cody, I appreciate you having me on. It's always a pleasure. I feel like we probably should just host this by ourselves because I don't think you can get a better co-host than me.
So humble.
I'm pretty sure I speak for the whole team, and we're praying for you and your family for whatever's going on. I appreciate it. It's fun. We appreciate you doing this every week. It doesn't go unnoticed, so makes the league fun even whenever we're having shitty years in fantasy.
I hear that. Yeah, if you and I were ever to continue to do this, I cannot do the FaceTime like we are because I lost count over 1,000 licks of the lips. I don't know if it's towards me or if you're just doing it for funsies or it's kind of your twitch, but I appreciate you having or you being on this, and I really truly appreciate you putting some time into making this happen. I know we talked football for probably a little over an hour before we even started this, and so I appreciate it. But as always, boys, tune in, log in, and we'll see you next week.